Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
What is it that Snoop Dogg cannot do? Snoop Dogg is multi-talented beyond words.
He does a lot of very surprising things.
Yes, this one is really surprising. Snoop Dogg is narrating a makeup tutorial video, and it's Nikki Tutorials. She's got a YouTube and Instagram channel, and it's really watched a lot, viewed by millions of people. And she decided to do something different. She wanted Snoop Dogg to narrate it. Okay? So it's like, why not? So there he is, screen on screen, and this is her putting on the makeup while Snoop Dogg narrates. Here we go.
Voila. Bang. Eyebrow game on point. Status on fleek. And what you want to do now is you want to grab this little tiny brush right here and go over the outside of your eyelid so you can give it some real dynamic to it. So when you put those lashes there, see how that flavor go? It's looking like a work of art right now. Nikki, you're looking like a work of art right now. Girl, go ahead now. I'm loving this. This is like a painting by Picasso. So fine with the brush. The way you're moving that brush. I like that. And then watch how it's going to all come together. It's going to blend right up under that eyebrow. And then right up on the eyelid, tap it slowly so that way whenever she closes her eyes, it's all going to blend and look like real fly from a distance, too. Because it's going to be lit right. Oh, I like this part right here. When she do the little black on the outside, my essay homegirls used to do that all the time. Shout out to my own girls from the video.
Sorry to interrupt.
There you go. Nikki Tutorials, very funny. He just did it. It's very funny. And you know, the way he starts off the video with first things first, we got to clip that hair up. You understand me? But you watch him with a microphone and he's intently watching her and intensively watching her.
Didn't they have him? He also announced a hockey game. I remember that fairly recently.
Oh, yeah.
And he just has this way of speaking in the Snoop quality that means anything he does.
Right.
He has such a hilarious take on. And honestly, YouTube makeup tutorials, this is an industry. This beauty makeup blogger or whatever that did the video with Snoop has like 11 million subscribers on her YouTube channel.
Yeah, and this video was with a collaboration with Marc Jacobs.
Mm-hmm.
She's the global artistry advisor for Marc Jacobs, and she's introducing new products. So why not?
So that's how you get Snoop, right? You get 11 million YouTube followers, and then Snoop will narrate your makeup tutorials.
I think her makeup was a little too much, but anyway, she looks fly.
Yeah.
She looks fly, everybody.
It looked ridiculous.
I know, but
Tom, I have some tutorials to show you.
Her eyebrows look just...
I know, but the contouring that they do, it's just unbelievable. It's an art, though. It really is an art. Hey, the NFL draft happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's riveting, good television to me. To others, maybe not so much, but I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. But while that was happening in Nashville, Tennessee, which is a great place to hang out, I'm going to do that this year. My new brother-in-law lives there with his wife.
Oh.
Great food scene there.
Yes, I know this.
You don't just drink there. There's a lot of great retailers there. There's a lot of things to do, a lot of great concerts. Well, anyway, the NFL draft wrecked a bunch of bachelorette parties.
Because Nashville's a party town.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's become a bachelorette town, and it's a destination. Like, the way that all the bachelorettes in Canada tend to go to Montreal, they tend to go to Nashville now.
They do. And it's kind of like, what did you say, Montreal? You say Collingwood. You say... So there's great places to go. There's destinations to go. And so these bachelorettes are angry because it made things difficult for them to have a nice time. The restaurants were full. The streets were jammed. Thousands of sweaty dudes wearing face paint running around. Listen, guys, that's what it's all about. A huge sausage fest? Well, I'm sorry I missed that. And that's not what the women had planned. In fact, some of them were really angry.
It just changes, like, the crowd, like, what you're here for. Like, I don't want to hang out with a bunch of football guys.
Nope.
Like, I'm good. I already have to watch football on Sundays.
And did you realize that the NFL draft is going to be here?
No.
No idea. Like, mind blown when we landed.
We had no idea.
No idea.
No idea.
When did I start planning the draft? Because I feel like I just found out about this.
I found out 3 days ago, and it made me want to cry.
Yeah, to get dropped off early and walk the rest of the way.
The person that's going to pay for this is my husband when I refuse to watch football the entire season. Like, the worst.
Sometimes that is a blessing in disguise.
But I was going to say,
because I don't think he really wants her to watch NFL football. while he's enjoying it. Yes?
He probably doesn't.
No.
But to play devil's advocate for a minute, I wonder how all the single gals on these bachelorette trips felt about having a whole city full of guys there for football
well,
at the same
most
time.
Most of them had their faces painted, and they're not focusing on women. I'm going to tell you this right now. They're so invested in who's going to go to what team. And, you know, so, but here's the thing. You didn't know that the NFL draft was happening? Did the restaurants not say anything? Did the hotels not say anything? Do you know? Like, it's too bad.
A friend of mine was there for this.
Yeah.
She didn't know the NFL draft was on. She's like, I'm a Canadian. I'm there for a girls' trip. Had no idea. Said it really made things complicated.
Am I the only one that knew?
I think you're the only
one. Oh, my gosh. I bet you there were some hookups. No. Come on.
Yeah. There had to have been.
There has to be. It wasn't all that bad. And now, a big movie over the weekend. Something called The Avenger.
Plural.
You know, I've had friends that go that it's so funny because Alexis Hunt said to me, we spent some time together on Saturday. I got to be home because we're going to a movie at 4. I went, okay. Like, it's just that's what the whole deal was this weekend. And a lot of people wanted to see for some unknown reason. They wanted to make sure that they saw Avengers this weekend so they could dedicate their life to Game of Thrones last night.
Right.
So it's a scoop.
There can be only one.
Yeah.
You only have so many hours in the day. Although I'm sure we're going to get a bunch of texts now from people saying, I actually saw both. In which case, hats off to you, sir or madam, because that is commitment. Now, okay, we just talked about a guy who was seen outside of a movie theater in the U.S., yelling out spoilers for the movie as people went in.
Isn't that nice?
Talk about a jerk move. That is crazy.
Yeah.
So as we're discussing this, a listener writes into us on Twitter and says, yesterday at Young and Eglinton, someone stood up from their seat 30 minutes of the movie. He yelled the ending out here in Toronto and then took off.
No!
And I just wrote back and said, what happened after that? She said, I guess most of us just thought he was joking, but nope, he was right.
Oh.
And the jerk was able to sum it up in 2 words.
Oh. Hang on, let me think.
Everybody duck.
Everybody. I don't even want to guess because I know the players. It's not like I don't know the players.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't. Oh, that's too bad.
This better not become a thing. This better not become a thing, everybody. I am putting out a public service announcement right now.
See, Caitlin. That's why you need to see the movie right away so you don't get hit.
No, now I'm thinking that I actually was right because I'm going to wait to see it for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And so all these weirdos that want to ruin it for people are going to be less interested.
I know you're angry, but I felt that way when I saw something about Mary. I waited till the very last moment. And I didn't find it that funny. Because because everybody told me how funny it was.
Yeah.
But this is about an ending to a series. And okay, so that's too bad. So Friday's when you're seeing the movie.
Yep.
So you have to hope that that doesn't happen. And you have to hope you don't run into somebody.
Uh-huh.
And you hope that you don't look on social media and find the answer right there.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies in the room with E-Talk Entertainment. I'm laughing because they're both discussing, Caitlin and Lainey, what happened in Game of Thrones last night.
Yeah.
Tom has his headsets on because he's going to watch the series eventually.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Before he dies.
Caitlin just disparaged the dragon, so that's all I know.
And so I'm trying to get Tom's attention. So anyway, here we all are, everybody. Lainey, good morning. What's happening with Meghan Markle and that baby?
Good morning. Well, the baby, the due date was just this weekend.
Yeah.
So she didn't go early. And I don't know, do you count, like, if she goes today, is it still on time? Like, the due date was Saturday.
No.
Okay. So then she's late now, officially, everybody.
Okay.
So the baby is not here yet. Prince Harry was actually at the London Marathon yesterday.
Yeah.
So if he was out in London at the marathon, clearly he was not worried about her going into labor anytime soon. So it means that... it could be like right now, you know, we don't know, but the baby has not arrived yet. It's going to be this week, though.
I bet it is, too.
It is going to be this week.
Yeah.
And I would say that if the child is the true heir to its celebrity parents, then it will be born today so that it can make the deadline cut off for the magazine prints. You know, the newspaper magazine.
She's the clever girl.
Yeah.
Aren't you
so
cynical?
The magazines close typically close on Monday. And so, you know, the magazines are hoping for it. So they're in their new issues. They can scramble to make a new cover.
Yeah.
And then the covers come out on Wednesday. So, yes, if this child is anything like its celebrity parents, it knows celebrity timing and magazine timing. So, yeah, maybe it's going to be today.
I think that those two had enough time, though, to go buy a beautiful wedding gift for Idris Elba and his new wife.
Yeah, so you remember Idris Elba was one of the guests at the wedding last year.
Yes.
Has a good relationship with Prince Harry and the royal institution. Idris Elba was married this weekend. And Meghan Markle and Harry gave the couple a piece of art for the wedding gift. And it's a piece of art from the Connor brothers, these artists who are becoming more and more well known. The price tag for this gift was allegedly $9,000.
Wow.
You know, and this is not that we need to feel bad like about rich people and their lives, but I think that is the trade off. When you are famous and when you are a celebrity, when you're royal, you can't just give a gravy boat.
No.
You are, can you imagine? Can you imagine? Like, that would be the ultimate insult, right? Like,
right.
You're a prince and all you gave me was, I don't know, some plate.
It's almost a burn. Like, you really have to go over the top.
You have to go over the top. That is what, they, you know, what the rest of us have over Harry and Meghan is that we can send a gravy boat. They can't ever send a gravy boat.
That's right. Now, let me ask you this. What's the artist's name again?
Connor Brothers.
Connor Brothers. I got to look that up.
They're two brothers. Yeah. And I believe they're twins.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let me see what they do. Oh, that's cool.
Marilyn,
they do some really nice stuff.
Marilyn has just discovered their work.
I like their work a lot. That's very cool. That's very hip.
Let's stay with the wedding theme.
Sure.
Because Chris Pratt is engaged to Katherine Schwarzenegger, and the wedding shower, the bridal shower, was this weekend hosted by her mother, Maria Shriver, at Maria Shriver's place. Apparently, it was quite lavish. Oprah was there. So if you have Oprah as a guest, you have to impress.
Well, Maria Shriver and Oprah Winfrey are very good friends.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris Pratt also showed up, and he gave a really sweet toast to Katherine, but they were just like, I mean, they've only been engaged really about 3-4 months. So if the bridal shower is happening already, this wedding is on like a fast track. I mean, they're going to be married by the summer, I would say.
Sounds
right?
Like it. Yeah.
Because typically you don't have a long wait in between.
No, you don't.
I have a question. Can we give them a gravy boat? I'm just wondering.
I don't think if you're Oprah, you can't give them a gravy boat.
You also can't
give them a yacht.
Yeah. If you're Oprah, you can't be sending a gravy boat. You are sending like shares in like WW. That's Weight Watchers.
Yeah. Not that you need it, but just in case, here it is.
Because essentially this is a Kennedy wedding.
Yes.
Right? So.
Yes. You're talking Hyannisport. You're talking sailboat.
High society.
Yeah. J. Crew outfits.
That's right.
You know.
But it is going to be, this is a fast track wedding. I mean, I don't think it's going to be a long, like, doesn't seem like they are waiting, taking any time. I would not be surprised if they were married within the month.
Okay. Question for you really quickly. You're back with us at any time this week. Did you look at the schedule?
I don't know.
Okay. Because I hope you are, only because you have the latest of the details of the Meghan Markle and Harry baby.
She's in Friday.
I will have.
Well, that baby will be born by that time. And I'm just going to say this right now. Boy, and they're going to call him Fred.
You know, Frederick is my pick for name, too.
Me too.
So, okay. So my pick for Fred, my pick for the name is Frederick.
Yeah.
And my pick for the girl's name is Maya.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. That's interesting.
Yeah,
we'll have to talk about that.
I'll see you on Friday.
Yes, we will. Lainey, thank you so much. E-Talk's on tonight on CTV at 7 o'clock. If you were offered a lot of money to not go through with something, would you? So Caitlin's got this interesting story that really is riveting to all of us in the room.
So your call out, on your show, you're currently looking for moms to write in with their single son if they want to find them
a partner.
You know, a partner.
Yeah.
This made me think of this story, which is kind of the exact opposite. A woman goes on Reddit and says, she's anonymous, and she said, I was offered $10,000 to leave my fiancé by his mother. Her fiancé's mother says, take 10 grand, break it off with my son, and the money's yours. And she took it.
Whoa.
So the backstory here is she said that they've been together for a long time. They met in college, and that right from the get-go, his parents were not a fan of her. She said, I'm Cuban. He's from a traditional Asian family.
Does this sound like Crazy Rich Asians? I was a little bit?
Totally Crazy Rich
Asians.
A little bit of inspo there.
They made it really clear that you are not worthy for him.
Mm-hmm.
And after all those years, and she never bothered She went on to note, how would she say? She went on to note how it never bothered her, and she figured that she loved him so they could get through this because the family's being so difficult. And he didn't really seem to care, but I guess the family did.
It stuck with the family. So, wow. You know, she's known for all these years that they don't like her. She thinks, whatever, I love this guy, he loves me, not a big deal. But then, after they get engaged, her fiancé starts changing. He becomes controlling. He starts drinking too much. Mm. He becomes a problematic drunk. And she just thought, you know what? I'm actually thinking of ending things. I don't know how to get out of this. We've been together for so long. But, you know, he's not the guy for me, so I've got to get out of it. Well, look at that. Doesn't the phone ring? Just as she's thinking this exact
thing. If I had a dollar for every time I should have left somebody, but no one offered it to me, I'd be a millionaire.
Yeah. She's like, I'm planning on breaking up with him anyway. So,
let's recap here. So they get engaged. He really changes. Almost becomes an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And she's like, red flag, red flag, red flag. I should really leave him. And so when she's about to do that, the mother goes, here's 10 grand. Get out.
Yeah.
Wow.
She says, she offered me $10,000. We made an agreement never to tell my ex or anyone else about our exchange except for the good people at Reddit.
Wow.
And so she said, I went home, packed my bag, and I broke up with him.
Well, here's the thing. I just wonder if the game plan, did he change that much or did she see him change? You know, when you think for a little bit that maybe we'll stick together, if you even put that real estate, you know, sign on the front porch, you're ready to go. There must have been something before the actual engagement that kind of gave her that feeling a little bit, don't you think?
Maybe, yeah. I mean,
but we don't listen to those feelings, do we?
No, you see the red flags in hindsight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So the debate quickly picks up on, was it right of her to accept the money? Like, should she have just broken up with him anyways and not taken the money? Does the money kind of make things seem a little bit tawdry, a little bit tacky?
Yeah.
Now, she said, look, the money did help. Was I wrong to take it? His family had really mistreated me over the years, so I just saw it as a way of them repaying me for that.
That was a long time they were together too, right, Caitlin?
Yeah.
One person said, I don't care what anyone says. In the right circumstance, money absolutely does buy happiness. I wouldn't leave my partner for $10 million. So it's not like you were going to be in it for the long haul. Because if he was it for you, no amount of money in the world would have separated the two of you. You know what? I think that it was a win-win situation.
Yeah, I think it absolutely was.
Yeah, yeah. Do you find that unusual? I don't know.
I don't know. Texas, if you would take 10 grand from your significant other's family to call it off.
And my dad would have said that in the vestibule as I walked down St. Peter's Church. He said, are you okay with this? And I said, nah, I don't know. But you know what? You know what, Dad? Let's go through with this. And I said, if it doesn't work, I'll get a divorce lawyer. And that's exactly what happened 9 months later.
How
matter of fact I was.
How much would your dad have paid this guy to take off? That's the real question.
That is a good question. We'll never know the answer. Couple things we're going to talk about. One thing is weed at work. A new survey found that 16% of respondents admitted that they've been high while on the job. And 27% say they get high at work every day.
I think that number's low.
Do you really?
In
this building?
Do.
Are you talking about this building?
In this world, in this workaday world of ours, I think if that's how many people are admitting to it openly, you know there's more who aren't admitting it.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy.
I'm telling you, I
can't even think about that.
I know a handful of people, and we are talking young to the surprisingly older, in senior positions around our fair city.
Sure.
Who, you know, they like to have a little toke before they go in.
Well, okay. That's not me. I'm high on life.
We're high on caffeine.
Okay. Now, we are very high. Love caffeine. Love my coffee.
Yeah.
So avocado, what a fabulous treat. We can put it in so many things like hamburgers, and we can put it in, you know, salads, or just eat out of the shell, eat out of the thing. I love that. The little balsamic and salt and pepper. But it's being replaced because this is the year of the pickle. People are drinking pickle juice, using pickles instead of bread for sandwiches.
Come on.
Putting pickles on pizza.
Don't do it.
And now there's pickle chips.
No.
And Vlasic, who's known for the pickles, is developing a new snack chip made out of actual pickles. They're vacuum fried, and it's fantastic. I mean, I love dill pickles. It's still more than sweet, I think.
I would be more than happy to try that. I don't know that it would replace actual dill pickle chips, like potato chips for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd give it a whirl. Now, I will say I've had pickle juice added to a Caesar, like the drink.
Sure.
Oof, that's really quite tasty.
You know, I heard that Jimmy Kimmel, when he wants to keep his weight down, he has one day that he just eats dill pickles all day.
Really?
Yeah. Well, pickles have no calories. Oof. Really, like they're you know, they
hope,
just don't.
I hope he's brushing his teeth.
I know.
Poor staff.
Hi. Imagine. Welcome to the show. Yeah, it'd be bad.
Big empty stomach filled with nothing but pickles, and then you're sitting across the desk from him trying to conduct an interview. Oh,
right.
Nope.
Right.
Poor Guillermo.
How about iced tea? Don't mess with my iced tea. Here, I like black iced tea, maybe with a shot of lemonade in it, but other than that, with just lemon in it. That's all I want. But now, it's beer and iced tea mixed together, Caitlin.
This doesn't surprise me because it's kind of like, you know how shandies have taken over recently where it's the grapefruit or the citrus and,
ginger ale.
Ginger ale, exactly. And people are adding it to their beer because it lowers the alcohol content. It's refreshing. And if you find beer not quite sweet enough, if you like something a little sweeter, then this is making sense to me. But I read this, Marilyn, and I knew this would be not up your alley.
No, don't mess with my iced tea. Don't put fruit in my cake either.
You don't even put sugar in your iced tea.
I don't. I don't want anything like that. And it's interesting because, ironically, in Canada, they have been doing that for a long time. Here's some sugar with your iced tea. I'll say, do you have any iced tea without sugar? No. And now they're catching on. But down in the States, and by the way, you get seconds and thirds. Like if you go out to a restaurant and you ask for iced tea, they'll just keep filling up the glass. They won't charge it with every cup.
Oh.
You know, it's that endless glass of iced tea.
The bottomless glass of unsweetened iced tea. Well, yeah. I'm not going to put beer in yours, Marilyn. I won't do that to you.
No, don't do that to me.
Okay.
You know I am with alcohol. I get silly and everything.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
I'm going to start with Avengers Endgame. It's trending because it had a blowout weekend at the box office. It broke every darn record ever set. It had $1.2 billion globally for its premiere weekend, $350 million domestic. It became the largest Thursday preview, the largest Friday, opening day, single day, highest per theater average for a wide opening and international opening weekend of all time.
What an underachiever.
Okay, so...
Yes.
Everyone's seeing it. Everyone's excited about it.
Yeah.
There are definitely spoilers for this one because we were left with a little bit of a cliffhanger at the end.
Yeah.
And I am sad to announce that what's trending in Toronto is people being jerks and ruining the movie for other people.
Oh, that's stupid.
So we talked about this before and somebody tweeted into us and said that they were watching the movie and somebody stood up in the theater and yelled out a spoiler when the movie had already started and then simply ran out. And I just thought, that is awful. Then we start getting texts. And someone said, Saturday night at Courtney Park, a kid ran into our theater halfway through the movie and said the exact same two-word spoiler to the entire theater. And somebody else wrote in and said the exact same thing happened to them at a separate theater.
So it's happening a lot then. That's just so unfair.
It is.
After spend all that money and dedicate that time and watch the 21 movies to lead you up to this point.
It's really, really terrible. And because previously, Marilyn, you had said there was a guy who who got into a little bit of a tussle outside of a theater that was playing Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, he was yelling out all the spoilers, and not only the spoiler, but all the other little spoilers in the movie.
Now, someone else texted into us and said, a little hack is I wore my earphones outside the movie theater until I was safely inside. That way I wouldn't hear anything when people were coming or going out of the theater.
Oh, wow.
But it's not going to stop you from those jerks who are apparently standing up midway through the movie and wrecking it for everybody.
Yeah. Not good.
Maybe they have to invest in some spoiler security or something.
Here we're really worried about the odd person doing it, but not in such a, an all-encompassing way.
Yeah.
We're worried also about when you go on social media this week, which you do every day.
Yep.
Got to be careful of that, too.
I'm not clicking on any of the Avengers Endgame hashtags. I'm going to go see the movie on Friday. If you yell a spoiler out during the middle of the movie and I'm there, I'm throwing a water balloon at you. That's it. I'm bringing them with me. I don't know what else to do now. I'm quite irritated about this trend. Now, a place where it is safe to watch something without somebody yelling out an ending at you is at home from the comfort of your own sofa when you watch the newest episode of Game of Thrones. So that was on last night. Now this is now so close to the end of the series that each episode is 80 minutes long. And so the remaining three episodes are going to be 80 minutes long. Everybody who watches Game of Thrones is going to be so exhausted on Mondays, but it's worth it. This is an event, and I won't give you any spoilers from last night's episode. It was fantastic. There was redemption. There was this epic battle for Winterfell that took 11 weeks for them to shoot.
Wow.
And so we got a couple episodes left, and they're still going to have to deal with Cersei Lannister.
Yeah, that's watching a movie. It is.
Now, what it is not like watching a movie is when it comes to their lighting budget, apparently. The episode title was called A Long Night, and it really was the longest, darkest night in the history of the show. The show's always been dark, mm-hmm. but it's like the whole thing is lit by candlelight. It's ridiculous.
Well, I know that Lainey was in here and she wasn't happy with it.
Yeah, she didn't like certain parts of the episode.
Imagine her not liking something.
I slightly agreed with her on those plot points, but overall, I felt fairly satisfied.
Okay,
so yeah, get caught up. If you haven't watched it, we've had a few people write in and say, what were those 12 episodes? There are 12 essential episodes. Yeah. They're available to view on Crave. Devote several hours of your life to watching this, and you could still be prepared for this Sunday's episode.
All right, thank you, Caitlin. I'm surprised that you're even here today. You're still, like, sleeping. How many hours of sleep did you get?
About 4.
Hey, good for you. All right, that's trending.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh, wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.